are here at the 2019 CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. Long name for a really good conference. So. And in the studio lounge, we have Samantha Ambergee from Michigan State University Federal Credit Union, right up the road, kind of.
Yes, absolutely. Just a couple hours away.
Right. Excellent. So how's the conference going for you?
Oh, it's great. There's a lot of great activity here, a lot of good networking. This is an event that's really, really good for meeting people and collaborating on some different things that you're doing in your organization. So always good for getting to know people here.
Right. And this is kind of in your wheelhouse.
It is.
Your chief information officer. So that is this stuff you must be like, I don't know. In the candy store, basically.
Sure. There's a lot of other technology leaders here to talk to, a lot of business leaders in general, and then we have a lot of solution providers in our vendor showroom, so there's a lot to learn and take in.
Indeed. I think they're all clearing out right now.
We're closing it down with you, Samantha.
So very cool stuff. All right. You were on a panel earlier, and the topic was becoming a better technology leader by being a better business leader.
Yes.
So give me a quick overview on what was talked about on the panel there.
So the panel, and the intent behind the panel, the generation of making this, was really about understanding there's kind of a trend that happens where you really have to have an integration between operations and technology.
Mm-hmm.
If those two areas are not doing well or getting along, you have a hard time achieving your credit union goals.
Right.
And there are some things happening in the field right now where certain individuals are either moving between operations and technology or technology and operations, one way or the other.
Okay.
And so that was what the panelists really had as a background. So we have an individual, Rudy Pereira. He's a CEO now. He was a CIO previously in a couple of roles. So had worn that technology hat for a long time and now serving an entire credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon also always been a technology leader, but actually been very progressive in the business and really trying to make sure that there's an alignment there, that there's really a lot of conversations around strategy that she integrates in her team. And then I myself have actually come from an operations background. So I started in the call center.
So you started in the operations.
And I moved to technology,
okay. Gotcha.
So there's a lot I think that you can bring from one side or the other to help them understand the perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what we were trying to tease out in that conversation, was how really being more in tune with the business, having a better understanding of what is happening in the rest of the credit union, either you're in lending or you're in the call center, or you're in branches, you're in payments, really can help a technology leader really execute a lot better.
Yeah.
And that helps the overall organization.
I would think so. Yeah, because technology is not just for the IT department anymore.
Correct.
It's not the server room anymore. It's enterprise-wide now.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it's busted down all the silos, and it's everywhere.
Great.
So, what are a couple of takeaways that the audience will take back to their credit unions and go, "Hey, I discovered this great idea on this panel."
Yeah.
So, what are a couple of things that you guys provided the audience with?
We provided some advice on really for technology leaders. You have to get out there. Sometimes a technology leader likes to stay in their department, stay in their office, work with the computers.
Right.
They tend to be sometimes a little too introverted.
It's their happy place.
But a technology leader needs to get out there and engage with the rest of the organization.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to understand what the needs are. It's the only way you're going to develop the relationships to get things done. And so just encouraging them to actually see that you have to be more of a leader, less of a technology expert, especially in the higher levels of IT.
Yeah.
For operations individuals and leadership, it's really about trying to bring their understanding to the technology leaders, engage with those technology leaders, and try to learn a bit of technology yourself.
Sure.
There's really more of a meeting in the middle that we're trying to achieve now, and that's for the greater good of the organization.
Yeah, and that's what I think that makes this conference really unique, is because you're literally bringing the operations and the technology folks together, because they do work hand in hand. So that's what's so unique about this conference. And is that kind of what you see as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This has been several years, and I'm actually not sure how long we've been doing it, but it's at least 6 or 7 years that this has been combined.
Yeah.
And I think that's been all the better for it. We really are having conversations together in our credit unions back home. We should be collaborating here together in person to really try to better us all. I mean, you can connect with someone from an operations team in another credit union and understand how they leverage something or how they're just like the people that you work with in your own organization. And that is what we really need to do to be mm-hmm. successful is have better mutual understanding of what each other's needs are.
Yeah, I think you're kind of going into my next question here. Is like, what is the significance of all of this? Because it sounds like, hey, we all got to work together and collaborate to be a success. And so mm-hmm. that sounds like that's kind of the basis of it all. But I want to get your take.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, all of the leadership in a credit union organization is there to achieve the credit union's goals. Mm-hmm. And you can only do that through your relationships and collaboration with each other.
Yeah.
We get sometimes just sort of in our own space and we're trying to achieve our own goals.
No doubt.
You can sort of get tunnel vision in mm-hmm. that, and that doesn't always serve the greater good of your organization.
Right.
So it's important to talk to each other, important to really build that camaraderie that you need to have. And a lot of that is trying to experience what each other is learning about mm-hmm. and needing to grow. And so we try to bring speakers in this conference that are speaking to both aspects. So mm-hmm. we try to bleed over a little. We tell everyone and encourage everyone to attend sessions for the other side, so to speak.
Oh, good idea.
So that you can co-mingle and then also hear what are those thought leaders in those areas mm-hmm. talking about and actually see the synergy that's there.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer just because, I mean, pardon the cliche, but it really expands your horizons. You know, it really makes you think differently when you see somebody else's responsibilities. Like, oh, hey, we could help out with that.
Yeah.
Or you go into the lending department, go, hey, we could streamline that process or something like that. You know,
there's so much that can be learned just from observing each mm-hmm. other's work environment.
Yep.
And there's a lot that we can do just by trying to walk in each other's shoes.
Yeah. So I think that's the bottom line here is walking in somebody else's shoes.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else, Samantha, to kind of wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom from the panel?
Come to the conference.
Yeah, that's another one. 2020 in Las Vegas.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot to be learned here. As I said earlier, this is an excellent networking conference.
Yep, I agree.
You can meet a lot of really good people and get a lot of good ideas. People mm-hmm. are very forthcoming here.
Yep.
They're very interested in sharing and learning from each other. And I've been coming now for 5-6 years, and it's been a really good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Served on the executive committee also for the council.
Good for you.
Met a lot of good people.
Yep.
And that's what you need when you've got a problem that you don't know how to solve. Mm-hmm. You need a network of folks to reach out to, and this is how you form it.
Yeah, exactly. And technology is moving so fast, as you well know, and so this is a really good place to like kind of maintain or even stay ahead of the curve a little bit.
Well, and find people that can help you get that next thing in place and solve that problem that you got.
Indeed. All right. Yeah. Good stuff, Samantha.
Yeah.
Samantha Ambergy from Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was fun.
Thank you.
Good job.
Appreciate it.